You are listening to episode number 129 of the Wildly Aligned podcast. If you want to succeed in both life and business, you must master your time, your money, and your mind. This is where you will learn how. Welcome to the Wildly Aligned podcast. I'm your host, Master Certified Coach Ilon Karas. Let's go. Welcome to this week's episode. We are going to dive into delegation and the three reasons why it can feel so hard for us as small business owners to delegate effectively. Now, most of us started our businesses not being masters at managing people or masters of delegation. We are really good at the one thing we wanted to start our businesses for. And then we grew and things started gaining momentum. And we got into a position where we don't know how to lead or manage or have people support us effectively. It can be a very frustrating and difficult transition. As small business owners, we really need to learn how to delegate effectively because it is the one impactful activity that will help to remove you as the bottleneck inside of your business. If you're the only one who can make decisions inside of your business, you are the bottleneck, right? And this stunts the growth of your business. Now, in today's episode, I want to share with you the three reasons why delegation feels so hard and how you can shift your perspective and master the art of delegation. The first reason why delegating can feel like you're taking three steps back for every two steps forward is because as small business owners who have been doing everything from sweeping the floors to updating the books and everything in between, is we think that we can do it better ourselves, right? But because we are taking on so much of the day to day, our focus is scattered. We're constantly shifting our attention from one area in the business to another in an attempt to keep everything running as smoothly as possible. And this means that we're never truly focusing our attention fully on just one thing. And even when we are focused on one task or activity, we always have a long list of things that also require our attention in the back of our minds. The more hats we wear inside of our business, the more we dilute our focus, which means that whatever we're doing in the moment actually only gets a piece of us, not all of us. When we delegate, however, to the right person, we now have someone else who can take ownership of a few of those hats, right? Take things off of our plate. The person you're delegating to will have less to focus on, which also means that they will be able to focus better on their specific role. And we know that better focus improves the quality of the work done. And the more you get off of your plate, the more space will open in your mind and your calendar so that you can focus on the areas of the business where you can make the highest contribution as the owner. The second reason why delegation feels very hard sometimes is because we don't value designing our business as much as we value doing. Designing is the strategy, the future thinking, the vision of where the business is going, right? And the more we do, the less we spend time designing. And we value doing, right, as human beings, putting in the work, pulling up our sleeves and getting things done. When we aren't doing, we think that we aren't as valuable anymore, right? And it's true, doing is important. It is how we deliver to our clients, and it does require our attention to do it well. It is something that your business should be doing, but doing is not your most important task in your business as the owner. Designing actually is. That is spending time planning and designing the future of your business and where you want to take it next, right? That's how you can make your biggest contribution to the business. Now, the third reason is that we sometimes just don't know how to delegate, right? So we fail to do it. We think it's just about telling people what to do and then they should just go and do it. It's simple, right? But if you've ever delegated anything to anyone, you know that once you've delegated it, It often happens that things bounce back onto your plate again, right? And so what happens then is we tell ourselves, you know what, it's actually just easier for me to do it myself. And you know, it's hard, it feels hard, and you might even say to yourself that people aren't doing it properly, right? And so we take those things back, and before we know it, we're doing all of the things again, but we have the added stress of now, you know, having to pay someone for services or pay an employee, but they're not necessarily as effective at supporting you as you hoped in the beginning. Now, inside of my program, the Effortless CEO, I actually share delegation tools with my clients. It's a system that you can plug into your business that will assist you to delegate effectively, to reduce the stress that comes with building your team. You will feel confident hiring and empowering your team because you will know exactly how to do it in a way so that things don't bounce back onto your plate. So that you can, in essence, spend more time on the business, right? In that valuable design time, rather than stuck in the day-to-day of doing all the things. So the next round of the Effortless CEO is opening soon. We're taking on 10 new clients in the next cohort. So head over to the show notes and go and apply to see whether your business and you will be a good fit for this program. The link is in the show notes, but you can also go to ilonkaras.com/effortless. I'll see you there. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I will see you again next week.